It is Wednesday, October 28th. I do a haunted garage every year. So thought I'd record and document it this year because we're going to go bigger and better. Doesn't look like much now. Got a lot of work to do. This garage was packed, absolutely packed. My wife and I spent probably, 2 days just getting everything out, putting it in a storage unit because my daughter and her husband and their three girls have moved into my house. So just kind of show you what I'm going to do. And then as we progress, I'll put more videos on. And then hopefully Friday night, which is when we're going to open up, we'll be able to show you the whole thing. I'm going to have a graveyard scene right here. And then people are going to walk in. We'll go around through the garage and come out this door. This is my pride and joy. This is Eleanor Rigby. She is a flying crank ghost. I built her 6-7 years ago. This year, usually what we used to do is, you see, she's on a cross T. And I used to just push the cross T across these two garage frames, and then she would go. This year I built a frame for her because I want to be able to put her wherever I want and not be bound to just putting her there. So I'll probably put her outside this year. I had some trouble with the motor. Last year I wasn't able to use her because the motor went out. I had a rotisserie motor, so I ordered another one and I wasn't able to get it going in time. I had a problem with the arms attaching it to that motor. I spent all day Monday and yesterday. I spent all day Monday building this and trying to attach the arm to the motor so that it would work properly, and it didn't have enough torque. So I found a way. I spent all day yesterday trying to look for a new motor. If you've ever looked into building a flying crank ghost, the motors are very, very hard to come by. My last motor was a rotisserie motor. This is a rotisserie motor. Found a way. I'm not real happy with it, but I found a way that it will work. That the arm's got a lot of play in it, so that seems to make up for the lack of torque. But it's a little jerky. I'll show you real quick. I'll show you working here. See how she just kind of falls down, and then the arm kind of just stops for a minute, and then she comes back up. I'll show you there's a black light here. It's basically a marionette. There's the motor attached up there. There's the arm that it's attached to, and it spins around. And I got 50-pound test fishing wire hooked up to her. I'm going to close the garage door and show you what it looks like with the lights out. Turn off the lights. Got my shop light. I'm gonna have to turn it off too. Come on. Ooh, it's dark. Okay. We'll turn her on real quick. Okay, let's get the lights back on. Hopefully I don't trip over anything. Ah, there went my guitar. So, pretty cool, isn't it? This wasn't meant to give you any kind of a tutorial or anything on how to build a flying crank ghost. There's plenty of those on YouTube. Just kind of showing you mine. And like I said, we'll continue. What's going on here? We'll continue doing more and more of these videos so that you can see the finished product.